Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. Playing this week are Chris and Irene Brewer from Ottawa, Illinois. To poke fun at them this week for their 3 and sometimes 4 hour long episodes of Skillet Brew Trivia, and at the suggestion of DJ Carlisle, I will be releasing the full unedited recording of their lockdown game. Their expert categories are personality disorders, Bo Burnham lyrics, adult cartoons, and serial killers. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started. Check out the new logo that hasn't premiered yet.
So, Dalton?
Yes.
I think I like your lock better. I hate to say that.
I don't. And here's
why.
All
right.
The whole point of the game is collecting keys.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with locks or mouse.
Yeah, but you have to unlock.
I understand.
I think the lock should have like a question mark as the keyhole.
That's not out of the question. The other thing I hate about it is I think the old logo, for lack of a better description, feels very cartoony or very like juvenile. And this feels like it's more aesthetically me. And that is like, bam, like it is brand.
It is very sharp. I'll give you that. It's sharp. It's kind of phallic-y too. I'm not mad.
Well, I'm not going to say that's been a problem for me in my life. So,
I mean, just saying.
Yeah, what happened was
I'm looking at it more. All right.
It feels bad.
No, because I do like the lock. I do like the lock. The lock is much more, it does look more like an icon.
That is it. When you take lockdown away, if it's just a logo, this is better, I think. This doesn't matter to the player. It doesn't matter to the listener at all. It's just a matter of feeling like your game is more professional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like mine, I had to go in and adjust. So, well, you experienced it because I'm editing. You're in the episode that comes out this week, by the way.
Oh, is it the impromptu one?
Yeah, I'm finally getting around to that. I think I forgot about it, to be honest. And I don't know how.
Finally, somebody's going to think I'm good at trivia, because the last fucking time I went on one of the PTE Network shows, I ate shit. So there's that.
Oh, Frenemy? Everybody eats shit on Frenemy. If your name's not Scott Brill, you eat shit on Frenemy.
It's funny you say that, because he has recorded his lockdown episode, so you'll see how that goes.
Oh, I look forward to that. I love Scott.
I will not spoil anything about that episode. It's going to be one of the best episodes that's ever come out.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Yeah. Scott's great. And I could see you too. I remember saying, oh, you got to get Scott Brill, because having you two on the same episode is going to be fucking
It was fun. Golden. And at the end, we decided that we would go back on Frenemy together.
Nice.
Because Scott and I think our combination of personality and knowledge would be borderline unbeatable on Frenemy's environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we think. So
I'd go with that.
This is not about Scott, Dalton, or Frenemy. You two are finally going to play a damn game together.
Yes.
Have you talked about getting on this? Have you strategized? You didn't know each other's categories, but like, have you talked at all about playing together?
Irene, go ahead.
We don't really talk much, so.
Okay.
I've been wanting to, but I was like, no, because I know all I had to do was ask her like once or twice. I could have got the topics from her if I really wanted to. So I was like, let's just not talk about it. Let's go in.
That's funny.
Mystery. Yeah.
You guys, I will say this. You pushed me on research. And by you pushed me, I mean Chris.
Oh,
dude, like personality disorders. You serious? Like,
yeah.
But I think you'll like them. I'm pumped to have you on here.
This is going to be fun.
Mercifully, this is my last recording of the day. I usually do one a week. And for whatever reason, this week, I decided 3 in 1 night would be a good idea.
Well, that's like doing one episode of Skillet Brew then.
Pretty much. So you're going to be like, shut up. This is normal. Yeah.
No, I hear you, though. I hear you.
3 hours of recording later, I get to end my night with the Brewers, and I'm excited about it.
Nice. I got a text message from Adam Spies today. Do you want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
I should have had it ready. I'm way behind on podcast listen, but just listen to the McGee Bros. Very fun. I'm all for a McGee's versus Spies.
It's got to happen now. You thought it would be a problem. Let's do it.
I mean, yeah. I was just waiting for one of them to... at least he's honest and said I'm way behind. I thought John listens, though. So I don't know. Yes, we're going to do it.
Well, tonight I had Jane Henson, who is from...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Australia.
You know Jane from Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
I got her. Second Aussie.
I got her game built. Just haven't recorded.
She is wonderful.
She's awesome.
Yep. She was great. And then I just had Bainey on.
Ah, Bainey. Oh, what I'm doing. So this week, Dalton, it's just the smoke break round.
Oh, interesting.
And because that's what I'm doing now, I think, with the episodes. Only because ours... So that episode, there's so many things that came out of that episode. It was the first time we did bingo. It's the first time we handed out host points. You probably don't remember half of their shit.
No, I remember. I don't remember bingo.
What do you... When you make a bingo, you get 5 bonus points. And
I wasn't even that drunk that night. What are you talking about?
I mean, we were all kind of.
Maybe.
But no, I think it was, who was it? I can't remember now. It might have been you that got it. No, you ended up not getting the bingo.
That's why I don't remember it.
Yeah, it was Matt. Matt got it. And Irene out of nowhere just said, bingo. And,
oh, you know what? I remember this now. Yeah.
And you guys suggested he should get points for making a bingo. And boom, our bingo rule was born.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then I took it. So the smoke break round's not super long. It's only like 20 minutes, 25
minutes.
As I
recall, I beat their asses up in the smoke break round of that episode.
You did very well on the smoke
break.
What
was the category in that episode?
It was states.
Oh, yeah, that's why I got
yeah,
it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's funny, actually, I'm going to spoil a question from Bainey's episode, but in the spirit of that, the only expert category question he misses.
Yes.
He went 19 for 20 in expert categories.
Nice.
The only one he missed was from his Brandon Sanderson round.
Oh, geez.
He's a sci-fi author?
Yeah.
I asked... Brandon Sanderson's hometown is what U.S. city that was originally called Lancaster before it was made the capital and had its name changed in 1869 in honor of a major national loss?
Lexington.
Do you have a guess, Irene?
City?
Really hone in on what major national loss might have been honored in 1869. And it's a capital.
Nice.
I'm just... say Boston. I have no idea. Boston, I guess.
Lancaster, Nebraska was renamed Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, because that's when Lincoln died.
That's the only fucking question he missed in his expert categories. I'm not going to say what happened, but
wow. He had to have at least one wrestling.
He had an entire wrestling category.
Yeah. Yeah.
I joked to them. I thought about making it a fuck Vince McMahon category.
Yeah.
But I only put one question in about fuck Vince McMahon. Anyway.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right.
You guys have a fun game ahead of you. And
yes.
You are the second cooperative episode. The first between husband and wife. The second between father and daughter. And,
yes.
I'm excited for it. Do you have any thoughts before we get into this? Any musings you both have before? Like, why did you choose these categories? Did you choose them because it's your stuff? Did you choose them because you thought that the other one might know something about it? I'm curious.
I accidentally submitted mine thinking I was going against my father. The night I texted you, Dalton, I went up to Dad and I was like, "Ooh, I'm going to kick your ass." And he's like, "Kick my ass? We're working together." And like, because you were waiting for me to send them in. I'm like, I'm just going to keep them and we'll just ride this tidal wave.
So the aesthetic of this game is Chris was trying to make them work together and Irene's like, fuck you, Dad.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Now, I submitted my four, and then when we decided it would be team, I said, you know what? Personality disorders, I want to keep that one. But I said, we can keep Bo Burnham. I think Irene's pretty good at Bo Burnham. So, yeah, I mean, these categories look nice. I think this is us, Irene. This is us in a nutshell.
Yeah.
This is you guys, and I'm excited. Anybody that listens to Trivia Podcast, if you are not already, and I hope you are, please check out Skillet Brew Trivia. These two host a very fun, creative game that is beyond just asking trivia. There's all kinds of shenanigans in Skillet Brew, and I think that's what makes it the show it is. It's just a blast. I've been on it a couple times. I hope to be on it more. So once you're done listening to this episode of Lockdown, go check out Skillet Brew Trivia and block out some time, because those episodes take a little longer than my episodes take.
Yeah, a little bit. Listen to yours first. Yeah, it will be on the same day too.
Yeah,
right. Dalton, you come out on Wednesdays.
I come out. Oh yeah, we do both come out on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Same days. Yeah.
So Skillet Brew and Lockdown, that is the team up. Listen to those on Wednesdays. You may need to save Skillet Brew for long car rides, but in any case, guys, you have a fun game ahead of you. I'm excited. Where do you want to start your cooperative Lockdown trivia game?
All right, Irene, you get to pick first. Obviously, you have to start. Well, you don't have to start with an unlocked. Yeah, start with an unlocked.
Chris is like, I've been there. Don't go to bonus keys yet.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I'd either get Serial Killers or Bo Burnham just to get it out of the way.
All right.
So let's go Serial Killers, just because, yeah, why not?
All right. Your unlocked Serial Killers question is this. Known as the Killer Clown, he murdered at least 33 teenage boys and young men in the 1970s, many of whom he buried under his house. He often lured victims under the pretense of offering work.
You know this one, right?
It's John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, it's John Wayne Gacy. We're not getting crazy with an unlocked question. That's one everybody should be able to answer. And you guys now have one key in your collective pocket. Where to next?
Irene, I think we just keep going. I think we go, we stay in Serial Killers, and hopefully,
sure.
Yeah. So let's stay in there for one key, please.
Your one key Serial Killer question is this. Actually, these are all hints, now that I think about it. Your one key Serial Killer hint is this. He confessed to killing over 30 young women during the 1970s, though the true number may be higher. He was known for his charm and intelligence, which he used to lure his victims.
Irene?
Ted Bundy?
Do you think it's Ted Bundy?
I feel like he was around the 70s.
And he's charming.
Because Dahmer was 90s, and I think Bundy was in the 70s, I think.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like each other.
It's Bundy. When you hear charming serial killer.
That's what my lizard brain said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Irene's lizard brain is going to get you a second key. It is Ted Bundy.
Yippee.
Yes. And two keys in your pocket now. Are you going to keep going with the category?
Dad, do you think write it out?
Yeah, write it out. Let's do it.
Ride or die, two key serial killer question is this. Ride or die is a nice turn of phrase in this category. Here's your two key question. Though he confessed to 27 murders, some estimates suggest he may have killed over 100 people. He posed as a doctor and businessman while murdering guests, employees, and romantic partners in his hotel.
Oh, this is the guy that I think American Horror Story Hotel was based off of, kind of, loosely.
These are all real serial killers,
yes,
right, Felton?
Yes, I know. Yeah. Oh.
Like, no,
oh,
no,
yeah.
no fictional serial killer.
Everybody's real in this.
Okay.
Alright.
Ooh.
This happened in Chicago, didn't it?
Before I shake my head yes?
No, I was asking Irene. Sorry.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was if I'm thinking, and it happened during like a world fair. Oh boy. And for some reason the color white is popping into my head. Balls, Irene.
I know. God.
Shauna's gonna be so pissed.
She
But I think that's who we're trying to think of here. And I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
Chester. It's not Chester. That's the Star of Rock Killer.
Yeah.
He just died.
Did he?
Yeah, a couple days ago. You know what, Irene? I don't know why I can't get White out of my head. I think just for sake of time.
I'm not going to pull it. I know my limits. So all right. I don't think I'm going to get this.
Let's just say White.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we will miss this one.
Yeah.
This is H.H. Holmes.
Holmes.
Oh.
Unfortunately, that will be your first miss of the game, guys. And I will have to take your keys away. But there's plenty of room to play. Irene, you picked that one. I'm going to push and say your dad has to pick the next one.
That's valid. Well,
all right. I mean, let's serial killers. Let's go personality disorders. Unlocked. All right,
there's only 10 of them, Chris.
Yes, I know.
And apparently you know about them.
A couple of them.
And in this category, I'm going to tell you two fictional people that experts agree have this personality disorder and symptoms of it. You will try to identify which personality disorder that is. Here is your unlocked question. Here is your unlocked hint. Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest or Miranda Priestly in The Devil Wears Prada may suffer from this personality disorder, known for grandiosity, need for admiration, and lack of empathy.
Irene, now, this could be a mixture of two.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, what are we looking at?
What were the main, the adjectives, right? That's the right
one. Lack of empathy.
Known for grandiosity, need for admiration, and lack of empathy.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't know my personality disorders very well. But antisocial came out in my head, but that doesn't really.
Anytime you're dealing with personality disorders and you hear lack of empathy, you're gonna wanna go with narcissistic.
Oh, okay.
Even though some of them have various levels, this is narcissism.
Okay.
Chris, your expertise has paid off. It is narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah.
And what I will say moving forward in this category is I know, as someone who also has a degree in this area, that they overlap dramatically.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So I explicitly used the symptoms from the DSM-5.
I appreciate that very much.
Okay? So if anybody's listening and they cannot argue that everything I say is explicitly how the DSM-5 describes it.
Yes.
So... in any
because
case.
You can be narcissistic but not suffer from narcissism.
Correct. Yes. And you can have a lack of empathy like I do and not have narcissistic personality disorder.
Correct.
So, I just wanted you to know, as somebody who knows this stuff, DSM-5, I copy and paste the symptoms.
Cool. All right.
Okay. All right.
Let's keep it going. One key.
Yeah. One key personality disorder question. One key personality disorder clue is up next. Here it is. The Phantom in Phantom of the Opera or Jordan Belfort in The Wolf of Wall Street may suffer from this personality disorder, known for disregard for others' rights, often with deceit and lack of remorse.
Irene, do you know who that character from Wolf of Wall Street? Is that Leo?
Oh, I've never.
You've never seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
Okay. There's multiple personality disorders going on in that film.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I haven't figured as much.
I think we have to focus on Dalton, did you say something about human rights or the rights of others?
I said, I'll just read it again because I can always edit this out.
Okay.
The Phantom and Phantom of the Opera or Jordan Belfort and The Wolf of Wall Street may suffer from this personality disorder, known for disregard for others' rights, often with deceit and lack of remorse.
Yeah, so I think anytime, Irene, we're talking about other people's rights, it's the one that you said first.
Antisocial?
Yeah, I think we're looking at antisocial.
Like the Joker? Well, Joaquin Phoenix is the Joker.
Yeah.
I think if I brought up the Joker, we would have a laundry list of these. So
that's true.
However, you get your second key in this category. Antisocial is correct. Well done.
Nice.
And
we should watch Phantom of the Opera too, Irene.
Yeah.
Also, I think that colloquially people know the Phantom is antisocial. So there's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a one key question. We'll see how hard it gets from here. But
all right. Yeah, and let's find out right now, right, Irene? Two keys.
Yeah.
All right.
Your two key personality disorder clue is this: Alex Forrest in Fatal Attraction, or Clementine in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, may suffer from this personality disorder known for instability in relationships, self-image, and emotions with impulsivity.
Yeah, I know this one. I think.
I mean, you should.
It's maybe borderline.
Is it it's borderline that you know it, or you know it's borderline?
It's borderline personality disorder.
Yeah, it's borderline.
Yeah, it is, and I will not dig deeper into that on camera, at least. Yes, borderline personality disorder is correct. And y'all are 3 for 3 on what I thought would be a really hard category. But you picked it right. You know your stuff. Do you want to keep going or be chaotic and jump somewhere else?
I think we keep going, Irene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Your three key personality disorder clue is this: Regina George in Mean Girls, or Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind, may suffer from this personality disorder known for excessive emotionality and attention-seeking or theatrical behavior.
Okay, Irene. So this is one that often is confused with narcissism. I think it's histrionic.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, sure. they seek attention, and we already used narcissism, so yeah. Center of attention, anytime you hear center of attention, I think it's histrionic. Yeah.
Histrionic is correct, Chris. Well,
yeah.
Now, is there documentation that is more female-centered? I'm curious of that.
I don't think so, but, like, when you go through the schooling, most of the cases are female.
So I wonder if that is because males dominate the field of diagnosis.
Sure.
That's what I think. Because there's no way that is a female-centered disease as much as there is more. It seems like it'd be more likely that there's a female-centered diagnosis.
Yes. You can air this too. I wasn't saying I don't think that's true at all. I just mean I think when you go through the schooling, there's that stigma. That's the way they present it. It's right. I do not think that's true at all. There, no, this is
because I've been in nursing. I was in nursing school for 2 years, and what I remember is things like pain management and birth issues, and like there's so much documentation that says that one group is adversely affected compared to another for zero reason.
Yeah,
and so my thought was like, I bet that's not only a female disease. I think it's just that white male doctors said that they had histrionic personality disorder.
100%. Yeah. And that's because of the sexualization of females too, because I think in histrionic there's sexual promiscuity, right?
Promiscuity.
That's it right there. So then it almost automatically, like, just incorrectly lumps it all into that. And I think I did actually have a instructor refer to it as like the female narcissism, tongue in cheek, but tongue in cheek or not, get out of here. That guy was a narcissist. Yeah.
Tongue in cheek is exactly what they're saying the women are doing with that personality disorder.
I guess so.
Like tongue in. Anyway, let me.
That didn't sound like I thought that was a female oriented, did it?
No. When I was reading up on it, I was like, wait, these are the same goddamn thing.
Yeah, histrionic and narcissistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, except, again, the lack of empathy.
Right.
It's a histrionic. They do. It's almost like the, I want to be center of attention, I'm going to dress all sexy. I get into relationships very quickly and easily, but I also blow them up. It's the stereotypical, oh, it's a female narcissist. Well, I know plenty male histrionic.
You guys have got 4 out of 4 of your personality disorders question. I don't want to assume, but would you like to try to finish the category?
Irene, I think we should. I'm kind of worried because there are... I'm kind of worried, but I think let's just do it. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, your hypothetically hardest personality disorder clue is this: Luna Lovegood in Harry Potter or Willy Wonka in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory may suffer from this personality disorder, known for eccentric behavior, odd beliefs, and discomfort with close relationships.
Okay. So this is what I was worried about, Irene.
Yep.
So there's two of them. There's schizoid, and then there's schizotypal. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct. Schizotypal. And I think the schizotypal is ones that believe in, like, supernatural. And, like, they're more likely to join a cult or be a cult leader. And I think Wonka could be a cult leader.
I'd believe it.
You know?
Not me almost spitting my drink out when he said that.
So I think that's what we go with, Irene. I don't, and maybe if I'm hoping Dalton's nice on how I'm pronouncing, but schizodotal.
Chris, you said it right earlier.
Okay.
And then didn't all of a sudden, so I'm going to give it to you.
All right.
It's schizotypal. That is correct.
That's it. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad you got there. And honestly, what you've proven here is whatever you do for work, you're good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I've been down the personality disorder road quite a few times.
Yes.
Those were good questions, though. I like that, Dalton. Yeah. That was awesome.
Perfect score in your personality disorders category. Well done to the Brewers. And now the question is, where do you go next? Because you have enough keys to go to any question you want on the board. So it becomes a matter of strategy at this point, open to discussion for Chris and Irene.
Yeah, Irene. So theoretically, we go for the hardest questions because we have enough keys. Because if we get one wrong, we lose all those keys. So we don't want to get like a one key question wrong. So I think we go to one of the four keys, and I don't know which one do you feel best about. The Bo Burnham's gonna be either great or horrible. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just depends, because I did go kind of like, I didn't go very specific with adult cartoons, so he could give something that I've never seen before, or at least haven't gotten into the lore of it.
Okay, well,
so that's my only worry.
Maybe we just go directly down then, and let's just go down to Bo Burnham.
All right.
How do you feel about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah, let's do that.
Well, in the Bo Burnham category, it's going to be a finish the lyrics category for the first time in Lockdown Trivia. I will tell you the beginning of a lyric and how many words I need you to finish. For the purpose of this category, it will have to be exact, which we all agreed to beforehand. So, that being said, your four key, hypothetically hardest, based on the number of words you're going to have to fill in, is this: art is dead, so people think you're funny. Seven words.
Okay, Irene.
You know this.
Could you give me those lyrics one more time, Dalton? I'm sorry.
Yep, I can say it as many times as you want. I can always edit that out.
Okay.
Art is dead, so people think you're funny. Seven words.
Think you're funny. In his head, in his head. Oh my god. This is what I mean, Irene. Like, I can hear it in my head. You know this song, right?
I know it because I've listened to you listen to it.
Oh, yeah. It's on words, words, words.
Yeah.
People think you're funny. How do you get the people's money? You said we need seven words?
Seven words.
Art is dead, funny. How do you get those people's money? 1, 2, 3. I mean, that's seven words, Irene.
Is
and
it?
The whole song is just him saying that it's that, I mean, art's dead. It's just all about getting money. I think it's art is dead. How do you get those people's money? It's close. I don't think it's right, but that's as close as I'm going to get, unless you have something better, Irene.
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. How do you get those people's money?
Hold, please. Chris.
Yeah.
You got your four key question. That's correct.
Good job.
Awesome.
How do you get those people's money is wow. correct. I had to check it because my research said it's how do we get those people's money? And I checked two other sources and it turns out I was wrong. It is how do you get those people's money?
Well,
you're correct.
And that is tricky with Bo because he might have sang it like three different ways too.
Yeah.
Like on his album, a live performance, a YouTube video. But yeah, all right, cool.
In any case, you guys got your Bo Burnham four key question correct.
All right.
So you have plenty of keys. Now, where to next?
Irene, I think we stay on the four key path. I think we just go directly back down and let's go adult cartoons. I don't know.
All right.
Here is your hypothetically hardest adult cartoon question. What show with a rhyming name that ran from 2005 to 2008 on Adult Swim is a straightforward satire of the archetypes of American suburban life and religious fundamentalism?
Oh!
Before you answer, I want to say that again because I hate how I said it. So you sit on that. Hold on a second. I can't believe you got it that fast if you got it. Anyway, here's my question. Let me say it again. God damn it.
Now you're also going to have to cut in that reaction, too.
Yeah, I will. Shut up. Here we go. Okay. What show with... God damn it.
I'm so sorry.
No, that was... Stop making noise, Irene. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm never going to get through this.
She muted herself.
Oh no, this was the bad episode for me to already be a few drinks in. Oh my god, I'm never gonna do this. All right, what show with a rhyming name that ran from 2005 to 2008 on Adult Swim is a straightforward satire of the archetypes of American suburban life and religious fundamentalism?
It's Moral Oral.
It is. Oh man, everybody listening right now is gonna be like, why is Irene laughing so hard? And just wait for the bloopers at the end. Yes, Moral Oral is correct. Well done, yes. Irene. Irene, how old are you again?
I'm 20.
How have you watched Moral Oral?
I've seen a few episodes, and this is because Kai made me, my boyfriend, he forced me to watch a few episodes, and we stopped after the second one because I'm like, I'm not watching this shit.
Yeah. You were literally born the year this came out, and Chris, you should never have been prouder of your daughter than you are right now. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm very proud of her.
The Bo Burnham lyrics for Key Question came courtesy of Chris Brewer. But the adult cartoons for Key Question came courtesy of Irene Brewer, and you guys are still rolling. I don't want to assume, but do you want to go where I think you're going to go?
I mean, Irene?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, four key serial killer. Let's do it.
Let's see if we keep rolling or if we run into a brick wall. Here is your clue. He was a sadistic child murderer and cannibal who claimed to have killed multiple children in the early 20th century. His crimes included extreme acts of torture and mutilation.
Dalton, can I ask a clarifying question?
Of course.
Are these all American serial killers?
Good question.
Or can you not answer that?
I don't know the answer, so I'm going to look it up. This one is.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one, let me look for being. Yep. Everybody's American.
All right, and I'm sorry. Could you read that one more time?
Yep. He was a sadistic child murderer and cannibal who claimed to have killed multiple children in the early 20th century. His crimes included extreme acts of torture and mutilation.
Irene, this is a stupid question, but 20th century, that's 1900s, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So that's what got me at first. Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
So we're looking at early 1900s.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Ed Gein, he's later, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
And then we can eliminate.
You know what's fucked up about this category as a trivia category?
Yes.
Is there's been so many of them.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I'm trying.
In writing, I did
focus in.
I thought about are there any other correct answers? And the answer was no. So this is this is definitively this person.
Okay. Okay. Irene, I don't know when Ed Gein was.
We can try him. I mean,
I know he did a lot of weird sadistic torture. He made furniture out of skin. I don't remember the children though, but I know
either. That's what's getting me.
Yeah, I know he ate people too though. So I don't know.
Yeah, just go with him. I mean, just for.
All right. We'll try it. Ed Gein.
Unfortunately, we will miss our first four key questions. You guys really killed the rest of them. and I say that intentionally. The children was the kicker there.
Yes.
This was Albert Fish.
Of course it was Fish.
Damn it. Sorry.
You know, I promise, Irene, this episode is already going to have an E on it. You can say what you want.
Okay.
They have.
You've already said fuck like 7 times. I don't know.
They have been warned, okay? Anyway, Albert Fish is the correct answer.
I mean, I also said moral oral, so I mean.
That's true.
I mean.
There's that. You know what? I hate to admit this, but it took me until just this very moment to realize the pun of that title. Guys, I have to take your keys away, but your strategy has paid off because you have plenty of places to go. Where to next?
Yeah. What do you think, Irene? Bow or adult cartoons? Your pick, dear.
Let's just go bow. We can.
All right. You know how it works. Here's your unlocked Bo Burnham lyrics question. Here's your unlocked Bo Burnham lyrics clue. I'm going to say that wrong every time. You're really going to hate the way you look. 3 words.
I was worried about this. You're really going to hate the way you look?
And for context, this was not a think about what's harder round. This was a 3 words, 4 words, 5 words, 6 words, 7 words round.
Okay. All right. All right.
So
Irene,
you're really going to hate the way you look. 3 words.
Irene, do you have any idea what song this is?
I don't. For some reason, it comes to my mind that this is an earlier, I can't remember what the name of it was, but.
Bo for Show.
Yeah.
Is that actually the name of an album? Because that makes me not want to listen to it.
Bo for Show. Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Really gonna hate.
I don't know why I keep thinking it's that song with where he's like. I don't know. There's a few of them that pop into my mind where he's like, where it's geared towards like, I don't know, women or something. Like where he makes fun of.
That's okay. Keep going. Keep.
This is like the fun of cooperative mode. You can talk it out and
talk it out because you might ding something here.
Like, I thought there was a whole thing where he's like making fun of dating and like picking on women. Not picking on women, but just picking on like the way women, I don't know, choose. Like the way they change themselves. I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, there is. There's the Lower Your Expectations.
Yes, that's the song I'm thinking of, but I don't think that's.
If you want. Love, lower your expectations of you. I don't know if that's, you're going to love the way you look.
You're really going to love the way you look.
You're really going to hate the way you look.
You're really going to hate the way you look. All right, 3 words, and it probably, the last word rhymes with look. The way you look. This is going to just kill me. I can't even get anything. You're really going to hate. Wings on Boyo. That's not it. Irene, I don't have it.
Yeah.
I just don't have it. We're gonna have to get back into this category another way. But I don't have it. I am tapping.
You're really gonna hate the way you look, I guarantee it.
Yeah. Do you have what song that's from?
I don't, but I could look it up real quick.
I mean, you don't have to. It's just going to bother me.
I'm not in a rush.
Really going to hate the way you look. I guarantee it.
That is from, it's making fun of a Men's Warehouse ad.
Oh.
It's from Goodbye.
Yeah.
I think is what it says.
Yeah, that's from Inside.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
So long, goodbye. It's a great song.
Guys?
Yes. All right, Irene. I mean, adult cartoons unlocked. We don't want to go into bonus key territory yet. Trust me.
No. Oh, okay.
Your unlocked adult cartoons question is this. Dan Harmon says vodka is the drink in the flask of the main character of what series? Because despite the character's extreme otherworldly intellect, old-fashioned booze anchors his identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Rick and Morty, I'm assuming, by the way you worded that. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, shit.
It's not Futurama, is it?
Oh, it could be. Oh.
Are we looking for a show or a character?
I'm looking for the show. Dan Harmon is a creator, and vodka is a drink in the flask of the main character.
Okay, so it's not Futurama, honey, because isn't the creator of Futurama the Simpsons creator?
Okay, that's what I was flip-flopping. Yeah. I wasn't sure if... they're all the same to me.
No, Futurama, I think. So if you think it's Rick and Morty...
Can you just read it again just so I can see if I picked up on it?
Dan Harmon says vodka is the drink and the flask of the main character of what series? Because despite the character's extreme otherworldly intellect, old-fashioned booze anchors his identity.
It's Rick and Morty. If I hope so. I'm pretty sure it's Rick and Morty.
Irene, you'll be validated to know it is Rick and Morty. Yeah. That is correct.
Okay, good.
Dan Harmon is creator.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Despite the controversy of the name changes and the actor and all, one of the best adult cartoons that's ever come out ever, if not the best.
I feel like earlier seasons.
I will say Family Guy is the perfect adult cartoon in my opinion, but Rick and Morty is elite, top notch.
Yeah.
And you have one key again. Yay. So now, do you want to go Bo Burnham lyrics or adult cartoons?
And Rick and Morty make a great Risk game, too.
They do.
Yeah. They do.
I don't know, Irene. I feel better about adult cartoons, to be honest.
I'm doing better in that topic than I am over it.
Yeah, let's go there.
Here is your one key adult cartoons question. Stupid Buddy Studios put its stop motion expertise from what cartoon known for multiple extremely short sketches each episode? I'm going to read this all over again because my punctuation is all over the fucking place for some reason. Not a single thing. Okay, I wrote a long-ass sentence. Here we go. Stupid Buddy Studios put its stop-motion expertise from what cartoon known for multiple extremely short sketches each episode when it made commercials using the same strategies for Goldfish Crackers?
Oh, God. So we're naming a TV show that was stop motion?
Correct. And known for short sketches. And the same people made Goldfish Crackers commercials.
So two things came in my head. I don't know how obscure it's going to be, but there's a... Stop motion is what gets me.
What are you thinking? Show has multiple skits?
Skits? I mean... I don't know. I'm thinking of this show that I just recently saw that they're getting canceled. It was like Little Kitchen or something, or Little Chef, but I don't think that's stop motion. It might.
Well, how old is that show? Because the Goldfish commercials are old, aren't they?
Are they?
I mean, I don't know. I think so. I'm thinking like before you were born.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to know this, because the other one I was thinking is that they're not a long-running show right now.
So it's not The Simpsons, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Is it Family Guy? Do they have skits? I've never seen an episode of Family Guy.
Brewer, oh my God.
Not one. What about American Dad? Never seen that either.
I don't really know if I'd consider that being a skit, though. Like, I feel like those are just episodes because they're normal length. I don't think they're, like, short.
Okay. What about that Hunger Team Force? What's that?
Team cartoon? Titans?
No. The French fries and the soda. Isn't there, like, a teen, Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
If there is, I feel like I know what you're talking about, maybe.
Dalton's like, you fuckers, this is a one key question.
I know.
Here's what I'll say. One, I would love to play trivia at Pub Trivia with Chris because we would bounce off each other well. Because you started to say I was like Aqua Teen Hunger Force. But the other thing is, you're going to kick yourself.
I feel it.
This is a big, like, walk into a brick wall moment.
Irene, is it Beavis and Butthead?
What if it is?
But they're not stop motion.
No, that's what's getting me is the stop motion thing. Because when you mix cartoon and stop, like, I don't know, it just sounds funny. Oh no,
Beavis and
I can't.
I don't know any adult. What about the Mr. Bob?
Bob's Burgers?
No, not Bob's Burgers. Oh. Mr. Wasn't there like a that whole boy, that little creature saying little Dalton, help me out.
What's it?
Well, all I'm laughing about right now is that it's obvious that Irene picked the anti-dad category.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
it's the,
shoot.
I think it's the Mr. Bob show, but I don't know if that's it. I'm just saying that's, I don't know if he's even stop motion. He's like almost claymation. I don't know if that's the same
thing. Yeah, it kind of, not really. I mean, it's the same thing, but the other one uses clay.
Okay.
For the most part, I mean.
Well, it's one key, so it's going to be a big one. The first one was Rick and Morty. What's another big adult cartoon?
I mean, there's so many of them. And then with the stop motion, that
just start naming. Just start naming some.
Oh my god, that's putting me on the spot. I don't know. There's, we've named so many of them. Cleveland Show, Bob's Burgers, Beavis and Butthead, The Simpsons. I'm trying to. Paradise PD.
Is it Happy Tree Friends?
Oh my god. It could be. Aren't those short? But I don't know if those are stop motion.
I don't know. Just guess one.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Okay.
That'll be the. Yeah. Let's just get
Unfortunately,
that.
It is not Happy Tree Friends, yeah. Guys.
Balls.
It is Robot Chicken.
Don't have a.
I've never even heard of that.
They are amazing.
Wait, they are so amazing. Is that Seth Green?
Yes, it is Seth Green.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, this is Robot Chicken.
Oh my god. That pen is halfway across the room.
Yeah. We're having a good time, and I'm not trying to take a long time, but I have to pee again. So
yes.
Real quick break.
Sure.
Yeah. Robot Chicken, and you can decide, because you're going to go to bonus questions next.
Uh-huh.
So y'all can talk about where to go next, because it takes one to get back into Bo Burnham, two to get back into adult, and three to get back into serial killer. So you can strategize what you want to do for bonus questions. I'll be right
back. All right, I'm going to go smoke real quick. Robot Chicken.
Son of a... Look up Robot Chicken.
For your expectations, a few. You might think your dick's a gift from God, I promise. It's not...
I can't believe on a live trivia show, I got moral oral question right. But not Robot Chicken. Oh my god. Oh, I'm going downhill.
You know, and I
this is where I crash out.
I should have helped by just saying, like, I should have said, what's that Seth Green one? Because I know he's associated with one, but I didn't. I didn't know. Yeah.
What an embarrassing turnout.
That, I'm not going to lie. That one sucks.
Yeah.
That one sucks.
Yeah.
Guys, it's a bonus question game now. Yeah. Where would you like to go first?
Irene, I think we go before and after.
All right. Your before and after clue is a culinary before and after for this episode.
Ooh. Nom, nom, nom.
Here's your clue.
Nom, nom,
an appetizer made of deep fried bull testicles plus a classic seafood appetizer created in 1889 at Antoine's Restaurant in New Orleans.
So, Irene, I feel like Dalton is taking a shot at me by bringing up bull testicles. Well, because that's when you eat the bull, is after you take the testicles.
I don't think he thought that.
Yeah, he may not have heard that episode yet either. Yeah, let's not put him on the spot. Okay, so this is Irene. It's Rocky Mountain oysters. It's either oyster Rockefeller or it's oysters on the half shell. But oysters on the half shell doesn't sound fancy, and I think Dalton is fancy, especially with his culinary. So I think it's Rocky Mountain Oysters Rockefeller.
Sure.
I would be surprised if you said you're from Ottawa, because you're talking like you're from where I'm from. It's Rocky Mountain Oysters Rockefeller. That is correct.
Nice.
Yes. Rockefeller. Like, you're not from the South, Chris. Stop posing.
Well, is it a strong ER?
Yeah, it's Rocky Mountain Oysters Rockefeller. That is correct.
Oh, I just say the A. I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. I say potatoes, so I'm not going to judge too hard.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway, you got your before and after.
Yeah.
My favorite clue.
Yes.
And now you have one key and an important decision to make.
Irene, I think we go back to Bo. Let's get in there.
Sure.
Let's do it. Come on, Bo.
Your one key Bo Burnham clue is this. Apathy's a tragedy and four words.
Yeah, no, it's apathy's a tragedy and boredom is, you said four words?
Dalton. Four words.
So it's apathy. All right, Irene, apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. He's a tragedy. Boredom is a crime, right? Isn't that?
That rings a bell.
Yeah, apathy.
A little
is a
tiny
tragedy.
Bell.
Except I'm worried because I think it's apathy is a tragedy and boredom is a crime. So if it's only four words.
I gave you and the clue.
You did. Could you read it one more time, Dalton?
Yep. Apathy is a tragedy and.
Oh,
boredom. Four words.
Boredom is a crime. Yeah. Yeah.
Boredom is a crime will get you your second key on the streak. Well done. Apathy is a tragedy and boredom is a crime. And now you have a choice to make because you have two keys and you can go to Adult Cartoons or Bo Burnham.
Irene, I think it's time for your redemption, honey.
Wait, we can't just try to get a bonus key now so that we don't get locked out immediately?
Well,
or wait, or does it not? We can do that after, I guess, right?
Yeah. It costs no keys for the bonus, so I think this is your redemption. I believe in you, honey. Let's go adult cartoons. Two keys.
All right.
Your two key adult cartoon question is this. At the 1939 New York World's Fair in Queens, General Motors built a mammoth attraction that shares its name with what show? Which was a scale model city showing off their predicted wonders of 1960.
1939.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
A scale model city showing off their predicted wonders of 1960.
Yeah, Irene, I feel that this is a brick wall. I don't know if I understand. Okay. So he says mammoth, which, I mean, is it as easy as the Flintstones?
That's what I'm worried. That was where my...
I mean, but...
Because isn't the Jess is kind of close. I mean, aren't they kind
of... No, I mean...
No?
No, and I don't even think the Flintstones were back in the...
That's what I'm tripping up about. But I don't think it's as old as... It's not old, like, in the 30s, though. Like, that's not when the show came out.
Mammoth is an incidental adjective.
It is, okay.
I could have said massive, and it would still be the same thing.
Okay.
Don't take that as the animal.
Okay.
Huge show. Gigantic show that shared its name with a World's Fair exhibit by GM,
Irene,
about what life would be like in the 1960s.
Is it Futurama?
That would be. We could try going for that. That's.
I mean, it seems like
fitting.
They're talking about the future. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the best I got. I may not even be understanding it, but I feel like if it's an exhibit showcasing future stuff, I mean,
yeah. Let's go with Futurama.
That's
been the most comfortable I've felt.
Guys, it's Irene's category, but Chris got it right on this time.
There you go.
Oh,
okay.
It is Futurama.
Okay. Because I feel like the word future could have been in that clue, but it wasn't because it was
I left
answer.
It out very purposefully,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Futurama is what GM called that exhibit.
Nice.
And you have three keys and another decision to make because now Serial Killers is in play as well. However, You've missed both the 2-key and 4-key serial killer question. So all the like, this is a big deal, guys.
It's a big deal.
Where do you
want
to go next?
Yeah, Irene, I think, what do you think?
I don't, again, it really just depends on how, where we're going with, like, I don't think we should try for serial killers. I think we should just kick that off because it's going to be an American serial killer and it's going to be the one that I have no idea what it, so,
let's go cartoons. Let's try to close that out.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right.
Your 3-key adult cartoons question is this. Which cartoon released a Live in Las Vegas album in 2005, accompanied by Mr. Walter Murphy and his orchestra, featuring an extended theme song, an 80s TV theme song medley, and cameos by Patti LuPone, Jason Alexander, and others?
What was the year on that?
2005 is when this album came out, Live in Las Vegas. I'm going to read it one more time.
Yeah.
Mostly because I didn't like how I read it. Here we go. Which cartoon release in... Do you do this a lot in your show? Do you... Like, how often do you actually reread the episode?
Never.
Nope. Yeah, okay.
I've had one incident where I've had to reread a question, and Dalton, it was your fucking episode that's coming out this week.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I just tell people it's on the screen, you know?
I'm a perfectionist, and I'm not. So, because where I'm from, the pub trivia I grew up playing at Brewski's, there is not a visual. So I'm used to, like, you got to get it right and articulate it in the way you meant it to articulate. Anyway.
Our live trivia, the host reads it 3 times. So.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We read it once. And then when the round's done, you read each question one more time quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Gotcha. Here we go. Which cartoon released a Live in Las Vegas album in 2005, accompanied by Mr. Walter Murphy and his orchestra, featuring an extended theme song, an 80s TV theme song medley, and cameos by Patti LuPone, Jason Alexander, and more.
Irene, is there an orchestra in Family Guy? How old is Family Guy?
That's where I'm feeling it was around that time where Family Guy started.
Because don't they do like a lot of singing? And isn't their intro?
Yes.
Like, it's got to be Family Guy,
that,
right?
Or it could be American Dad. American Dad's pretty singy.
That wasn't out in 2005, though.
Wasn't it? Okay.
I don't think so. I don't even know if Family Guy was.
What about The Simpsons? Do they sing?
I mean, they do, but I don't know. I don't think it's going to be
Bob's Burgers.
I feel like whenever I think show tuny, singy, it's
Family Guy.
It's got to be Family Guy. I mean, I hate to say that for a 3-key. I don't know. Dalton might be being nice. I don't know, but I'm not getting off Family Guy, and I've never seen it, so.
No, it's pretty singy from what I've seen. I haven't, like, oh, what about, no. No. Because I was going to be like, what about South Park? But.
Oh. What about Bob? No.
No, because that's later, but it would be fitting if it was, because that's. The whole premise.
I was just making a joke about the movie. What about Bob?
Oh.
Not Bob's Burgers. It's not Bob's Burgers.
I gathered that, Chris, but I have a good poker face when people are thinking.
Yeah.
That is
a generational thing. I mean, it's 2005, honey. We got The Simpsons. We got South Park. We got Family Guy. I think we just go Family Guy.
All right.
The album was called Family Guy Live in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done. Okay. And because apparently you have not listened to it, I'm going to insist you both do before you go to bed, because it is so funny. If anything, listen to the extended version of the theme song. And Chris, because of your age, listen to the 80s TV medley. You will laugh your ass off.
I have yet. So when I say I haven't seen Family Guy, I've seen, like, I'm aware of it. I've seen, like, some clips and stuff. But I don't think I've ever seen anything that made me laugh from it. I know that's bad. Should.
Brian sings a song called "Dear Booze," which I say this very seriously, not even as a joke. I empathize with and love, because it's a beautiful jazz standard about your relationship with drinking that is both tongue-in-cheek and like, but we all know that I need you.
Sure.
And it is really good.
All right.
Listen to Family Guy Live in Las Vegas.
All right. You know what, Dalton? I will.
You should. Now I need to know how much you, that was a 3-key question. So you have 4 keys, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Yes, you got the Family Guy question and you have 4 keys now, meaning you can go anywhere you want. What's next?
Irene, I think we do.
Yeah.
I think we do. Let's go Bo Burnham, except let's go 3 keys.
Irene feels dragged along to this question based on her facial expression. Your yes. Bo Burnham 3-key clue is this. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? 6 words.
Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun?
Nope. Are you feeling nervous? I'm sorry, Dalton. Could you do that one more time, please?
Yeah. You guys just both did the same thing. Okay. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? 6 words.
Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? It's almost over. It's almost over now. It's
done.
Just...
Oh, no. Wait, how many words?
No, it's 6.
6?
Yeah.
Chris has leaned away from the mic so we didn't have to sing into the mic anymore.
Well, because I don't have it yet. Because this is like one of my favorites. I mean, this is from inside. 100% it's from inside. Yeah. Are you feeling? Is it almost over? It's almost over. We just begun. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? It's almost over. It's just begun.
Well, isn't that... 7 That's, words then?
No, because
it is.
No, he would say it's.
He would, oh, okay.
It's almost over. We've just begun. That's close, honey. And I don't, if it's not right, I don't think I'm getting off of it. Are you having fun? It's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost over. We've just begun. Is probably not it because Dalton hasn't jumped in and said it's right.
I'm literally sitting here.
Well, you also say things all the time without locking it.
Dalton, could you do it one more time, but don't add the 6 words at the end?
Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun?
The show is... Okay. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? The show is over. Oh my god damn it. I am feeling nervous and I am having fun.
It remains to be seen whether it's almost over or it's just begun.
So that might be it. It's almost over. It just begun. It's almost over. It's just begun. Is that what I've been saying this entire time?
Yes.
Irene?
Yes.
I think that's what it is. That's what we got to lock it in because this is driving me nuts. It's almost over. It's just begun.
I feel kind of bad, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weave, right?
Because I accidentally told you the answer.
No, was I not just saying that?
You're correct. It's almost over. It's just begun.
Okay. Awesome. Was I saying weave?
You said weave and then you walked off of it. I would have had to mark you wrong. But you are correct. It's almost over. It's just begun.
Yes. Oh, and that's such a great song, too. Oh, God. That whole... Have you... Now, Dalton.
Yes.
Have you listened to Bo Burnham's Inside?
I'm going to piss you off now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't think Bo Burnham is funny at all.
Oh, his inside is not funny.
It's not supposed to be funny.
No, his inside is...
He's a social commentary. But, like, as a comedian, he doesn't do a thing for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a comedian.
Okay.
I think, so, personality disorders and Bo Burnham lyrics are very linked together.
Yeah, these are overlapping categories.
Yeah. If I'm going to listen to a live Family Guy album, how long is the Family Guy album?
You pick one Bo Burnham album and I'll listen to it. That's what I'll say.
Inside.
Okay, I will listen to it.
Yeah.
And we'll both listen front to back.
Yes, you have to start at the beginning and, okay. and go to the end. You don't have to do the special edition that has all the outtakes, although it's great. But just
I promise I will listen to it front to back if you listen to Family Guy Live in Las Vegas front to back. It's just a mine is just a good time. Apparently yours is an existential crisis.
Yes, it is.
Okay, anyway. Guys, you got it right and you have four keys now, meaning you can answer any of the questions on the board. So, do you want to go for your three-key serial killer question, or your two-key Bo Burnham question, or a bonus question, which I would not advise, but you can do what you want.
Irene, I think we close out Bo.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Your two-key Bo Burnham clue is this. Healing the world with comedy. Five words.
Healing. This is from Inside as well.
Yeah, that's why I'm not good at this.
It's your dad's category, so it's his responsibility to know it.
Making a difference.
Five words.
Making metaphorically. Metaphorically is the last word. Healing the world with comedy.
He's out here blaming you, Irene.
That's valid.
Oh, no, no, I'm blaming myself for not knowing this. And when I say, oh, Irene, I should be saying, oh, Irene, forgive me.
You carried my adult cartoons, so...
Something a difference, metaphorically. It's two words. I can't... Oh.
This one's going to kill your dad, I can tell.
It is. When comedy, making a difference. Damn it. Metaphorically is one word, right, Irene?
Yes.
God damn it. I don't know. I can't get making a difference metaphorically out. It's close. It's not right. So, Irene, do you have this?
I don't.
Nothing? Do you know the song?
I know it because you played it 5 million times.
No, I don't have. I'm gonna know it as soon as you say it, but I gotta. I'm waving the flag because it's driving me nuts. It's something metaphorically.
Chris, it is making a literal difference metaphorically.
Oh, the literal! God damn it! I literally knew that.
Not metaphorical. Chris literally knew that. Unfortunately, I do have to take your keys for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And so there are bonus keys now. You have four bonus keys available to you. And your only expert category question left requires three keys. So it's a bonus key battle. Where do you want to start?
Irene, pick our poison, dear.
Why don't we try Billboard's Buster? All right.
Your Billboard Buster clue is this. This band had 6 top 10 hits, 25 songs on the top 100. Their first album was in 1975. Their most recent album was in 2022. And their replacement singer has now fronted the band longer than their original singer.
Yeah, you know it, Irene.
Is it Queen?
Yeah, 100%. It's Queen. It's got to be Queen. 75. Adam Lambert. Yeah. It's Queen.
Guys, no, it's not.
Damn it.
Oh my god. You were so confident and I felt so bad saying that.
Oh, wait, 1975.
This is Journey.
Oh, geez, I would have never got that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
wait, put Journey? That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Why is that hilarious?
Didn't you guys have Dad's first appearance?
He said was classic rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my question was Steve Perry. It was the Barney Stinson question where I pulled Don't Stop Believin' out of my ass because I thought Perry from Rush.
Yeah, anyway, I thought that would be poetic and I really hoped you would get it. However, Arno Pineda has been the lead singer of Journey longer than Steve Perry was.
Oh. I mean, it seemed right, Irene, the 75. I know.
I was so excited.
I'm curious. Now I'm going to take the time to look real quick. Hold on.
I mean, I don't...
No, I'm not saying I'm right. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But, oh yeah, Queen had 2 number one hits, 4 top 10, and 24 top 100. Journey had no number one hits, 6 top 10s, and 25 top 100. So
nice.
Queen had 2 number one hits, and Journey never did that. So
oh, yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah.
So anyway,
wasn't Queen's number one hits the same song? Didn't Bohemian Rhapsody hit number one twice?
I think Billboard tracks it differently. Okay. So I bet it's Bohemian Rhapsody and Somebody to Love, or Someone to Love.
And it might be Another One Bites the Dust.
Anyway, it could be. Guys, 3 bonus questions left. And you have to get all of them to get back to your serial killer questions. So your pick on which one is going to be next.
I mean, let's go Stormy trivia.
All right.
You probably do better on this one than any of them. Your Stormy trivia question is this. Lego should think about getting a NASCAR sponsorship, as it shockingly is the leading producer of what automobile part in the entire world?
Tires? What do you like?
Chris is looking around at all of his Legos.
I was gonna go grab a handful of tires. Yeah, it's tires.
Was that a Stormy trivia?
I am very proud of you, honey.
It is tires. Legos have made more tires than anyone.
That's right. Correct.
I here's all I'll say to this. I was kind of early on.
Yeah.
And it just took forever to this episode to air.
Yeah.
But I beat their ass. So I would love a good Lego set.
I'm going to get you a good one. Because you do. You have our high score. You still? Nobody's. Dude, yeah. Do you remember what your score was?
It was a lot. It wasn't 400, but it was close, right?
It was over 400.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I had a perfect storm.
It was 456.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And when that episode airs, that will finally put my name on, like, put some respect on my name, Map.
Well, yeah, because for, like, the 15 people that listen to it, yeah. Well,
don't say that.
I don't think that at all. I think people listen, and I think that, like, I struggled on Frenemy, and I...
We'll show them.
Anyway.
You're coming out thunderous.
If I have the all-time record, I want a good Lego set.
Yeah.
That being said, you guys have one of your 3 questions you need to get to your extra category again. Do you want to do Who in the World or National Blank Day next?
Go ahead and pick, honey.
Wait, Who in the World?
All right. I need a famous stage name. Here is the context. This American musician and film director named Robert Cummings was born in 1965 and is now virtually synonymous with the horror genre.
Oh, honey, it's the guy that did, you know, the movies with the crazy family, like the hillbillies with the crazy chick that's with them. Oh my God.
The hill people?
And then there's like a carnival, or there's like killer clowns in it. He did a remake of Halloween, I think. Oh my God, he sings that song Dracula. Dracula! Oh, it's fucking Rob Zombie. It's Rob Zombie.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Well, yeah, it's Rob Zombie. You're right. Correct, Chris. Yes.
What are those movies, Dalton? What's his movies?
There's a lot of them, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, but his first one. His first one.
I haven't pulled up. There's so many. Like, that's why I said synonymous with horror. There are so many.
But, like, he came out, it was... Can I look it up real quick? Just real quick.
Whatever you want. I'm chilling.
All right. Rob Zombie first film.
He will not show up for the rest of the episode, so you're good.
Okay. First film.
I said, and then Robert Cummings, so that's Rob Zombie.
That's true. Oh, The Devil's Rejects. That was his... Oh, no. House of 1,000 Corpses was his first one. And then The Devil's Rejects was the follow-up to that. Those two are great. Those are great.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Dracula. All right, guys.
You've got 2 of your categories you need to get.
All right.
In bonus keys. And so one stands before you. If you get it, you can go back to your final expert category question. If you do not, your game will end. And so, National Blank Day, as of airing, is National Pumpkin Spice Day.
Oh.
Here's your question. The Pumpkin Spice Latte, or PSL, almost had what different name that would have been abbreviated to FHL?
One more time, please.
The Pumpkin Spice Latte, or PSL, almost had what different name that would have been abbreviated to FHL?
Okay, Irene. FH could be Fall Harvest?
Oh.
I mean, pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
It could be like a Fall Harvest latte. I mean, this is a Starbucks. That. This is a Starbucks, right?
Starbucks.
This is a Starbucks drink. The pumpkin spice latte. It's got to be. It's Dalton. It's got to be Starbucks.
Well, I don't know what that
means. I thought it was just a... it's possible. I don't go to Starbucks, so I don't... I don't know that.
I mean, what else would FH?
I mean, that's a... I don't know. I wasn't sure if it'd be like something like spooky, like Frankenstein or something stupid. I don't think, but I like I yours.
I don't know if I'm going to think of anything unless it's like funky hippo.
Yeah, no, I think Fall Harvest is a good guess.
All right. If you think it's good, if you believe, Irene.
I believe.
If you believe. Let's go Fall Harvest. Fall Harvest.
You believe you have a 60% chance of getting this. That being said, you got it. It's Fall Harvest Latte.
There you go.
Whoa. Oh. Holy cow.
Fall Harvest is correct, and therefore we will get our last question.
Yeah. Irene, I did better this
you
time.
You did. Yeah. Much better.
We did. Like, I did better with you with me.
Yeah.
I needed you. I'm always better with you.
You did overlap each other in this episode. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Your final question, and by that I mean clue, of the episode is your three-key serial killer question clue, and it is this. She was a rare example of a female serial killer who murdered 7 men in Florida between 1989 and 1990, claiming they had tried to assault her. She worked as a sex worker and targeted her clients.
I feel like
it's Aileen or something.
Her first name's Aileen.
Yes, Aileen, and that's where I get fucked in the ass. I don't.
These are things you, as a dad, do not want to hear your daughter say on a podcast.
I mean, I've heard her say worse.
Questions will follow that, but we'll go on.
Fucking duck.
Yeah. Charlize Theron played her marvelously.
Yes. Yes. Oh, no.
And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but... Jeopardy rules is what I cling to. I'm going to need at least a last name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only one case if I accepted the first name, and that was because I was wrong, but this time it's not one of those moments.
Aileen, does it begin with a W?
Like Warner or something? I don't know. I have no idea. Oh god. I should know this.
W. Yeah. It'd be hilarious if it was Brewer. It's not.
Wouldn't it?
But it'd be great if it was.
I saved it this whole time.
Yeah, for the last one.
He knew how we'd play it out. Knew what we'd get right and wrong.
All I'm going to say is listen to Scott Brill's episode because it is iconic. Anyway.
Scott's going to run the table.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, Irene. I'm not going to pull it. Try your alphabet trick. Just go A, B, C, T.
That's not going to work for me.
F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
This would be a particularly hard instance of the alphabet trick in this
game. Yeah.
Yeah. Just guess it. Just guess the name, honey. It's okay. We did very good.
I feel like it's... I don't know. Oh, God. It's
if
not
you're
a
even
basic.
Close to how you say it. I will give it to you. If you're even close.
I was going to say, I don't think it's a basic last name. Like, it's not going to be like Walker. Or like something basic. It's going to be like something a little bit more like what you said, like Worcestershire or something. Something just wild.
Worcestershire, like, yes.
What about like Schrumer or something? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, go with that.
I have no idea.
Schrumer.
Final answer.
Yeah.
All right. It is Eileen Wuornos.
Oh, it was a W.
It was a W.
What are you sorry for? Oh, we weren't getting that. That was a great. I mean, I just know her as Aileen and Charlize Theron. Which, by the way, your mother has given me permission.
All right,
Chris and Irene. It is October now. Do you have anything you want to shout out coming up? Spotlight, etc.
Happy belated birthday to me.
And happy even more belated birthday to me.
Yeah. We had a great time at SporacleCon.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you guys there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
We're excited.
I hope
I remember it.
we'll take pictures. Skillet Brew Trivia. I think we're still making episodes. They're out there. You can find us. Google us. It's me and Irene. That's you.
That's me.
Yeah. And on Skillet Brew Trivia.
Jokes aside, as a participant and as a cooperative, competitive, etc. participant of Skillet Brew, you guys make it so much fun, and I genuinely encourage people to try out and play the game because they're just gonna have a good time. You just make it goofy and fun and casual, and that's what you want from a podcast environment. So
yeah, I hope so. I hope people come on to meet us and have fun. We really don't care about the trivia, to be honest with you, and you can tell by the way that we write it. It's just
you might have to listen to a novel when you try Chris's trivia.
Yeah. But I mean, Dalton, yeah, the times you've been on is been amazing, and my time on yours have been amazing. Like, it's all just it's fun. It's very fun.
Good deal. Guys, I'm glad you were here. I think that anyone that knows the podcast trivia space was excited when they saw Chris and Irene Brewer because they knew exactly what this was about to be. It was goofy. It was well played. And also, there were some iconic bus stop misses. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there's that. Guys, thanks for being here. And we will see you next time you're on Lockdown Trivia. Thank you so much again to Chris and Irene Brewer. And thank you for you guys listening to this whole episode. I hope you had a blast. I appreciate your loyalty in listening and participating. And I hope you continue to enjoy everything that Lockdown Trivia has coming up. One thing I will say about this episode that's kind of silly is you could definitely hear the blood alcohol content going up. But I think that it's funny and interesting to listen back to it and notice that when I was ready to actually read a question, I locked in, or locked down, if you will, and the articulation came back just to go right by the wayside again when I was relaxed and hanging out with people I really enjoy. So I hope you had a fun time listening. I had a fun time recording, and I know Chris and Irene had a fun time playing. Check me out on the Pub Trivia Experience Network. You can catch me on Skillet Brew Trivia, on Frenemy Trivia, and on the PTE Flagship Show. They are great folks over there. We have a lot of fun. I love their support for Lockdown, and I will continue to support them. In the meantime, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.